This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you're listening to the Newsish radio show. I've got the giggles. Why have you started laughing? It's made me laugh.
No, you started laughing.
Do you know why I started laughing?
Why?
Because you look so happy.
Really?
You just looked so ridiculously happy.
I'm in my element.
Right, should we start again?
Yeah.
Okay, hello. You are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello.
Go. Coming up, boing. We'll be starting off with Save It For The Radio Show. That's where me and Mark talk about stuff. Well, Mark, what are you looking at? What, Mark, what are you doing? Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
Why are you just looking at our producers?
I don't know, they reacted to something. I don't know what it was.
It's what?
What's that? Oh, what? I don't know.
The boing.
What?
That I went boing.
Okay. Like,
is it?
You haven't done that before.
Why
did you do that? I didn't even...
To try and make it sound like the news, because it's a news-ish show, so like
boing. Something's bouncing up and down. Isn't it a dong rather than a boing?
Dong, sorry.
Boing.
Dong. Sorry.
I don't know.
I did the wrong noise. Sorry. Right, okay.
Shall we start again?
Okay, right. This has been a disaster. Right. Go. Dong. We'll be starting off with today's headlines. I'll be going through the front pages of the broadsheets. You need to keep it down a little bit. Okay, then Mark will be giving us the front pages of the tabloids. We'll be moving on to Mark Simmons' joke of the week. That'll be followed by local gossip. My mum will be telling us what's going on in her area. That quite possibly will be followed by my dad telling us the sport, I'm not sure. Mark will come to us with his newsletter, giving us the latest from the town he grew up in, Wheelbarrow Town. And then we'll be talking to our special guest, comedian and magician, Pete Furman, who'll be giving us the weather where he is. But for now, it's Save It For The Radio Show.
We got through it.
Finally. Okay, that's been the most chaotic beginning we've had so far.
We started three times.
Yes. Okay, so Save It For The Radio Show.
Yeah. Have you got... What's happened? What's been happening?
I've just got a bit of a cold.
Have you?
Bunged up. That's what people say, isn't it?
People have got that at the moment.
Sniffing. I hate that. When people are just on the tube. That. Oh. You can just hear them. Like that.
Yeah, but you're doing it.
Yeah, well, I'm just faking it. I'm reenacting it.
So you having a cold, you wouldn't be making that noise on the tube.
It's really hard not to, but I try not to.
Are you a blower?
Because you're trying to... No, we've talked about this.
We've talked...
I can't blow my nose in public.
So
to me, that's there with farting and burping.
Hang on, so you're not going to blow it and you're not going to sniff. So what's happening?
We'll just wait. We just wait until
start running out your nose.
If it's a runny nose, then unfortunately you do have to do a bit of. But not blowing your nose. Blowing your nose. Save it till you're in a toilet or on your own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Right. I've come back. I'm exhausted. I've come back from a sort of mini tour in Ireland, Northern Ireland.
Heavy, so I'm back. Heavy nights.
Just a lot of travelling, eating badly. You know.
Good gigs.
Lovely gigs.
Yeah,
very good.
You
gigs.
Like Ireland, don't you? I've never really been.
I'm half Irish.
Yeah,
you've been to Belfast.
Yeah, for the gigs over there.
But, oh yeah,
but no, I haven't been.
What did you think? Be careful what you say.
What with the gigs?
No, the place.
Oh well, you hardly see it. You fly, you land, you go to a hotel.
I mean, that's how travelling works.
Yeah, hang on.
You hardly see it.
I hadn't finished. That was the end of the sentence. You fly, you land. So. Rubbish. Hate travelling.
You've got a bit of gusto today. You're sort of fired up.
Know.
You're smiling. You're going, I haven't finished.
I don't know. I've got some caffeine. I don't know.
You're loving it.
I don't have caffeine.
Hang on, have you had caffeine?
Yeah, well...
That explains everything.
If you think so.
You're a different man.
I don't have caffeine very often. It's not very good. I have a downer.
Everyone has a downer!
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I feel really tired after, so generally I don't have tea.
You sound...
I'm hyper. I feel like I've just come off stage. Like, you know when you come off and you've got the adrenaline after a gig? Feels like that. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I can't keep up with you. It's spinning me out. Chill, Winston.
Yeah.
I'm quoting Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels there, okay? It's a line from the film.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, what made you have a coffee?
It's not a coffee, it's a tea.
This is you after a cup of tea?
Yeah, because the thing is... I have had tea before.
I can't... It's
obviously.
Like someone's waving a sparkler in my face.
But
I've been
a whole week without any caffeine, and that's the first one I've had.
Was that a choice?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying not to have any caffeine.
Why? Because it sends you mental.
But it doesn't normally.
Which, by the way, neatly brings me to the news that it's...
That you probably shouldn't have used that phrase.
What?
You're not supposed to use that word, are you?
It's hashtag. It's hashtag World Mental Health Day.
Yeah.
So big up to all the mental people listening to the show.
Oh, God.
Can you say that?
I don't think you can.
Well, I mean it in a friendly way. Like, all right, you're mental, I'm mental. We're all mental, mate. Trying to deal with the planet, the world, the news. How can you be sane in this world?
Yeah.
Crazy tags.
It's also Chocolate Week. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's Chocolate Week.
What does that mean?
National Chocolate Week.
What? So have
some chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
But what does any of these national days mean?
I don't know.
But the mental health one, that's obviously a good one. Because that's raising awareness, isn't it?
I never understood. What do you mean raising awareness?
I don't know. Because I already knew about mental health. So I don't know why. I don't know it anymore now.
Like, I've not done anything to help.
No, but maybe some people are. Are people donating money? Is that what it is?
Is that what we're meant to be doing?
I don't know.
Help.
Well, yeah, because there's a hashtag. So... I mean, hashtag mental health day.
So people just tweeting, you know, maybe just peace and love, hashtag world mental health day.
Talk about it. Maybe they're encouraging talking about it.
Well, let's talk about it. Mark?
I don't know.
Do you have any mental friends?
Oh, no.
I've actually used to have a friend called Crazy Dave.
Yeah?
Why? I still do. I don't know why I'm saying used to. I just don't see him as much as I used to.
Why is he called Crazy Dave?
Stories that I probably couldn't repeat. I don't think World Mental Health Day is about... here we are. Sorry, just in. The day, World Mental Health Day, provides an opportunity, quote, for all stakeholders working on mental health issues to talk about their work and what more needs to be done to make mental health care a reality for people worldwide.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
It's a bit more support.
Yeah, that's what kind of what we were
saying. It's not really for Crazy Dave who ended up having to garden skip naked down a street on a mate's stag do.
Garden skip?
Yeah, Crazy Dave, he ended up on his own. He ended up in a woods and he really needed a poo. And
what?
Yeah, and he'd been awake for, you know, 24 hours or whatever. Probably had a cup of tea, like you.
Yeah.
And he needed a poo, so he pulled down his trousers. He had a poo in the woods.
Whoa.
But then he fell back into his own poo.
No!
So he had to take his clothes off. No. Then he was naked in the woods.
Oh.
Is this what hashtag World Mental Health Day is about? And then he had to get back home. So he went into someone's back garden.
Right.
Because it was early hours of the morning and was garden skipping, like climbing over the fences, and then found a hose and washed himself down. And when he was washing himself down, a woman found him. Imagine that! Pulling open your back curtains, just a naked man showering himself in your garden. She took him in, got him dressed. In fact, it wasn't a stag. I just remembered. It wasn't a stag do. It was just a crazy night out. But then his excuse to the woman, like, how do I get out of this, was, sorry, it's a stag do, gone too far.
Wow.
Which does sound better than, sorry, it's a Wednesday, gone too far.
Yeah.
It's quite quick thinking, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be that off your face.
Yeah.
And then to go, oh, it's a stag do.
Yeah, maybe he thought it was. Maybe it was that out of it.
Yeah.
Probably quite good for the garden, actually.
What? Naked man?
You're showering that, because it's meant to be good for the garden, isn't it?
What? Watering the grass?
Shit. Like, it's manure.
Don't swear!
It?
It's the afternoon. I know we're allowed because it's food by radio, but I think it's.
Poo?
Yeah, just a little poo.
Yeah, there but that's good for the garden, isn't it?
Why is it when you say words twice that sounds cuter? Poo poo. That's what you say to a kid, isn't it? You want to go for a poo poo? We'll go for a wee wee.
Wee wee, poo poo. What else is there? Is that the only two?
Wee wee, poo poo.
Yo yo.
What, now you're just saying words to have. Look, let's move on. Unless you've got anything else to share with us. It's 12:10. It's meant to be a news show.
Yeah.
Although we did tell you the news. It was National Mental Health Day World Mental Health Day.
Yeah.
So, news. Should we start off with the broadsheets?
Yeah.
Okay. Dong. What are you looking at? Someone texting you.
No.
What are you doing?
Just looking at what my next bit.
Okay. You're on your come down from your tea, aren't you?
Might be,
you have dropped.
Do you think?
Right, what should we start off with?
Can I get another tea?
No, don't get him a tea. Actually, do get him. Can you have a coffee?
No.
What do you mean?
No chance. No. I'll go mad.
Get him a coffee.
No.
Black coffee, please. No, it's coming.
I can't.
We're going to see what happens to Mark Simmons.
No.
You've seen what happens when he's had a tea.
I'll be
Let's see what happens when
later.
He has a black coffee. Come on. Right. Okay, the news, yep. Mark. Let's start off with The Guardian. Actually, today's broadsheets, they all have different news stories, apart from the Harvey Weinstein story, which I think it's just best that me and you sort of stay away from that. Okay. Guardian, global cost of obesity to hit 1.2 trillion by 2025. Trillion? I've not said that word since I was about 10.
Is that even... Yeah, it's one of those words that you... you don't... Is that a real word?
Yes, it's a real word,
so it's
yeah.
million, billion, trillion. What's after that?
Gazillion? Is gazillion?
Gazillion can't be.
Is it? I don't know.
That must be the made up one. A gazillion.
Gazillion? I don't know. Can we find out if gazillion.
They're making
is...
coffee now.
They've gone. We can't find out about numbers.
Gazillion. Let's write that down to make sure we can
think
ask
that's
them later.
Well, you could go. Oh, it's quadrillion.
Quadrillion.
Okay. So what's after quadrillion?
Is gazillion a thing?
We won't carry this on forever.
Yeah.
We'll just find out what's on after quadrillion.
But are there numbers forever? They can't be forever because no one's sat. There's not been enough time in the world to actually come up with every single number. Look. So where does it stop? Where do numbers stop?
Oh my God!
Where do numbers?
What has happened to you since you've had a tea? Where do numbers stop? With your big goggly eyes staring at me.
Goggly eyes. Don't let it go at my eyes. So quad. But do you know what I mean, though?
What? Yes, I do know what you mean. I don't know. We can't find out what comes after quadrillion. It's coming.
Oh,
it's intense.
It? Wow, that's
well,
nice.
Let's carry on with the news story anyway. So, obesity, yeah. Big problem. Yeah. Fat problem.
So, it's a beat, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hello. Here we go.
There we go.
Ah.
Oh, I've not heard of these.
No.
So, well, save this.
Well, yeah.
Save this. Let me just carry on with the news story, and then we'll come back to what comes after quadrillion. Okay, health bills will be enormous burden without preventive steps, say experts. The cost of treating ill health caused by obesity around the world will exceed 1.2 trillion. That's 920 billion. Okay?
Yeah.
So $1.2 trillion is 920 billion, right? Every year from 2025, unless more is done to check the rapidly worsening epidemic.
Right.
Bad, isn't it?
That is really bad.
Where's it all coming from?
It's just eating too much.
Is it just eating? Boozing? Eating?
Boozing, eating.
Not exercising? All the classics.
But I would have said the exercising thing, there's been a bit of a boom in the exercise industry of late, I think.
It seems so, but is that because...
And people are more health conscious, I think. Like you're always seeing protein bars and now, like you get chocolate bars and now protein...
Yeah, but that's just tricking people into eating chocolate bars.
Because they're eating those chocolate bars and now they're getting fat and muscly.
In America, this is how they trick people. I saw that. This is true, right? They'll have a block of cheese, right? Just a block of cheese, and they call it protein bar.
What?
Yeah.
They don't.
They do, seriously.
They don't.
They call cheese protein.
Yeah, it is protein, technically.
Yes, it is, but it's, you know, obviously we know cheese isn't good for you. Do you know how you know if something's not good for you?
Yeah, it tastes good.
Tastes good.
Yeah, there
simple.
You go. Yeah.
So simple. If you're eating, you're going, this is delicious. You shouldn't be eating that. If you're eating this, going, I wish this had some salt on it, or there was some ketchup for me to dip this into.
It's good for you.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Simple, isn't it?
So I don't know what it is then.
What do you mean you don't know what it is?
Well, what is
causing obesity?
Worse? Why is it getting worse?
Well,
more people.
more people.
There's more people now. So even though a lot of people are fitter, because there's more people, there's more, you know, obese people.
Takeaways, isn't it? Takeaway. Deliveroo's not helping, is it?
Is it just the treating them that's costing money? Or is there other things costing money because of obese people? Like, I don't know.
What you should do, Mark, just for future reference. Right?
Oh, on the radio.
Well, think about aeroplanes. Like, you've lost it.
No,
where has the narrative gone?
Well,
we're talking about obesity. You ended up on planes. Bigger seats.
Are they not making bigger seats for bigger people now?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I went to Disney World. Because in America, it is worse. It's actually here that... listen to this. The WOF, which stands for World Obesity Federation. Sounds like a sort of wrestling group. I am the WOF champion, and there's nothing your skinny ass can do about it. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's quite good. WOF's estimates show Adult obesity continuing to rise steadily. In 2014, a third of men and women in the US were obese. That's 34%. By 2025, that is predicted to be 41%. That is almost half of America will be obese. By the way, what is obese?
Can I just...
No. This is what I've always thought.
Yeah.
At what point do you go, I'm obese now, I'm not just fat? Because what do you do? Well, let's... And I hope we're not offending anyone, by the way. I don't want to make people feel self-conscious. It's up to you what you do with your life. Absolutely fine. But it goes what? Skinny, normal...
Obese.
No,
fat.
You don't just go.
Is there fat?
Chubby.
Can you say fat?
Chubby.
You know what though?
Isn't
I think
chubby. A bit chubby. Then it's it's fat.
Whoa! I actually think that the actual definition. I think you'd be surprised that some people are obese, but you wouldn't think they're obese.
Okay.
I think there is a thing.
Don't
in that.
Start naming people.
No.
But there would be. There would. If we. Okay. Here we go. We've got it in. If you weigh over, and I hope we're not making people, we might actually be helping people. Someone thinks, oh, I'm just a bit chubby, and then they find out, actually, weigh this, they're obese. They might have a salad and, you know, walk to work. If you weigh over 202 pounds, you're considered obese.
I don't know what that means. What's that? What's
202 pounds?
Yeah.
Probably 300 euro. No, sorry, come on. Babe, 14 stone. 14 stone.
I'm 14 stone. I'm 15 stone.
Yeah, but that's muscle, mate.
Wow. Thanks, mate.
Where's his black coffee? Is it coming?
No, I don't. I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay, it is a good idea.
I don't. I have a panic attack. So what, live on radio.
What it's not really saying is what they're going to do to try and curb the increase in obesity.
Yeah.
More than a quarter of adults, that's 27%, were obese in 2014 in the UK. By 2025, that will rise to 34%.
Do you think one day it'll get so much that they will just like have a law that you can't eat certain things? Like, will it ever get to that much?
Or what you do read about, I don't know if this has been sort of implemented yet, but is if your illness is caused by obesity or if your illness is caused by too much ice cream, you pay for it,
right,
not the taxpayer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So smoking sort of falls under the same bracket. Smoking, drinking, all that.
But or just put like the tax up on ice cream.
Or put the tax up on ice cream.
Make it more expensive.
There you go, politician Mark Simmons here.
That's for
us.
From there.
Very good. Okay, so that's the front page of the Guardian.
Lovely.
Obesity to hit what did I say? $1.2 trillion dollars by 2025. Should we talk about
before we have a song? So we just go through the numbers.
Talk
about the numbers.
Yes, yes, yes. So after quadrillion, it was quintillion.
Yeah.
Which is, what's that? A million. God!
Count the numbers. Just how many numbers?
One. Okay. So quintillion. This is great radio.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15.
What are you
18,
doing? Don't literally tell them. Don't just 18. Do it to yourself. So quintillion is 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, 100000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
we've got a definition of the what did we say, the one that we wanted to know? Gazillion?
Oh, it's gazillion, is it
yeah,
there?
Yeah, we had that a second ago.
Where is it? The sextillion!
What?
I don't know why I got so excited about that. So I apologise. It's just the word sex in it. It can't be real.
I think the gazillion.
Sextillion.
Don't
just
know.
Look, we're going to play a song anyway. You can work it out during the song. This is Reckless Abandon by Blink-182. And then coming up after that, we'll be having the tabloid.
Yep. And then talk to your mum.
Yeah, all right.
way too loud. Charge the pizza to the house. Everybody would waste it all to have a summer that they could call. Memory that's full of fun.
Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
Tom and Jess,
hey,
who are behind the campaign against the arms trade.
It's been so good recently, and obviously UK hip hop's always been political, but to see, you know, artists like you getting involved in the activism around Grenfell and everything that we saw with Corbyn around the election and stuff, this positive message, this kind of anti-violence, pro-social movement message is really right there in hip hop at the moment, and we're really glad to be working with artists on that.
Yeah, and if campaign. We unite, man, it's not just us four who feel like this. That's why it's so valuable having organisations like you, because we need someone to help kind of organise us, because there is power in numbers.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
There you go, check it out. Mark, before you carry on with the Red Top tabloid news, just a quick thing to tell our listeners, and we want to remind them to rate and review us on iTunes if you listen to the podcast. But some good news. We were on the New and Noteworthy on the iTunes front page.
That was nice.
So
still there.
You can see our little faces.
Yeah.
And if you I was really excited by that.
If you do go on to review, you can read Sean's review of our show as well.
Is that been posted?
It's on there, yeah.
I wasn't drunk.
Oh, I thought you were drunk.
Why would you think I was drunk?
Because you're in Ireland. I just assumed you were drunk.
I don't think I was in Ireland when I did that.
Oh, aren't you?
Is that still there?
Yeah, it's on there. Of course
okay,
it is.
I'll tell you what, I'll find it whilst you look at I reviewed our own radio show.
Yeah.
You tell us the tabloid news, I'll find that.
Are you going to listen to me, though? Because can you do two things at once?
I can sort of do both.
Can you?
Yeah.
You can't do both. You're just reading something on the page and you wouldn't even
just
talk
get with the news.
So basically, two lifeboats and a rescue helicopter went to rescue a skydiver in the sea, landed in the sea to discover it was just a Spider-Man balloon.
A man jumped out of his boat to say...
You weren't listening! I told you you couldn't listen!
I'm trying to... But look!
Well, we can't just do... You know, I can't just me reading it and then... I've got... You know, you've got to react.
Reviews.
Here we go. Go back to that.
We've actually got 1 5-star review. We'll go back to that. Thank you. By Trevor Feelgood. Very funny show. Mark is amazing.
Yes.
Okay. No mention for me. But fair enough. I have a 5-star review. I won't tell you who this is from. Carlsberg don't do podcasts. Without question, the best and funniest new podcast of 2017. I wouldn't want to be the news when these guys take a look at it. It gives breaking news a whole new meaning. But they don't just break it, they smash it. This podcast is smashing news.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's really nicely written.
Yeah. I wasn't drunk.
I assumed you were.
No.
I don't know why.
Right. So, great. Back to this. A man jumped up a boat, thought he was saving Spider-Man. He was just saving a balloon.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
Well, that's not really it.
Right.
Well, it was two, like, everyone knows the story. It was two lifeboats and a helicopter went to save a balloon.
Right. And what paper is that from?
Skydiver. That is The Sun.
And it was in the Star as well.
Yeah, they thought it was a skydiver. Oh, so
time for them.
Someone saw...
I've got no time for them.
No, I don't either. I wouldn't. Why would you jump out of a plane?
What is wrong with you?
They're mad.
Absolutely. This is what
I feel
think.
Like I've had this conversation with you before.
I've spoken about this before.
Yeah.
If unfortunately,
yeah,
you know, come to your end,
die
skydiving,
yeah.
Die. Yeah.
Yeah.
You deserve it. I know that is awful.
There must be a point when you're...
That is awful. When you pull the thing, you're like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out as, oh, I'm such an idiot.
Why did I do this?
Why did I do this? I wasn't even trying to get anywhere. No. I was just skydiving. What an idiot.
It's madness. Isn't it madness? Go on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Is there anything else that where people tell you they've done something and you think, what is wrong with you?
Bungee jumping. I mean, it's the same sort of thing, but bungee jumping is madness.
Well, at least you've got a rope attached to you.
But come on. I mean, that is... What? No, because at least with skydiving, like, there's an aim, you've got to land somewhere. But that, there's just, you're just bouncing in the air.
I don't know.
By your ankles.
Skydiving. Yeah. Terrifying. Are you afraid of flying?
No, I'm not afraid of flying.
Okay.
Although we had a dodgy one. That did actually scare me a little bit.
Me and Mark did a sort of peculiar tour in the Highlands up in Scotland, and we took a very small plane, didn't we? We were on a very small plane. We flew to the Shetlands.
One person one side, two the other.
Yeah.
It was that small, yeah.
Oh, God, I forgot about that, yeah. And I was absolutely fine. I was asleep, and I'm usually scared of flying.
What, that one?
Yeah.
We were both petrified. You're thinking a different one. Oh. This is the one where we went back to Scotland.
Yeah, I know. I was fine.
No, you were not fine.
Yeah, I was.
No, you were.
I was asleep.
No, you were not asleep.
I can't do long-haul flights.
If you were asleep, you passed out. Right. That's the one where the weather was terrible and the plane would just drop in the air.
Yeah.
You were not asleep.
Okay, I was asleep. Right, now, have you got any other tabloid news?
Other tabloid news? Jamie and Louise Redknapp aren't getting on.
Okay, this is more sort of general tabloid news. This is the more generic stuff.
Yeah.
On across like Celebrity. The Mirror and the Sun. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so they're estranged at the moment.
What's that mean, estranged?
They're apart, but I don't know if it's not official. They're not officially divorced.
Okay. I guess they're just. It means getting divorced. It's like the opposite of engaged.
I guess estranged. Yeah, it is, yeah. I think so. And I think she's wanting to pursue her sort of career. And I gather that people think that he wasn't supportive, and that's why they've broke up. But it's all a bit confusing. Like, they're a bit back and forward with what. You know what they're saying.
Okay.
But it came from her being on Strictly, and I think she got like a buzz.
Oh, the Strictly curse.
Oh, no, there bad, you go. Isn't it?
By the way, estranged, it means no longer living with their spouse. So still connected, might get back together, but they're no longer living.
Yeah, and so basically, the story today is he is refusing to go and watch her musical Cabaret.
Well, of course, he don't live with her.
Yeah.
Why would he go?
That's true.
They're estranged.
Yeah.
That's not news. This is why I can't.
That's a whole page, that.
Yeah.
That's got like a sexy girl on the front, and he's saying it's one of her pals who's in the show.
Okay.
And he's like, they're the reason that, you know, she wants to break up with him, because they're leading her astray, I think.
Okay. Dull, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Dull. Couldn't give her.
He's someone that's done really well, having sort of retired from football so early. Like, he's still relevant.
Which is that League of Gentlemen. Not League of Gentlemen. League of Gentlemen. Imagine it was like that.
He's a bit too good looking for that, isn't he? That's a lot of makeup.
What's it called? League of Their Own.
Yeah. Just like pundit.
Yeah.
But has been for ages. Like, he didn't really have much of a football career, did he?
He did. He played for England and Liverpool.
How many times? Not many times.
What have you done? What have you done?
I played for...
You can't even do London gigs because there's too many tourists.
There are lots
Something
of tourists.
Mark said earlier before the show, went on.
I'll save it for the podcast.
Save it for the radio show.
Yeah. Which turned into a podcast.
Have your coffee.
No, I'm not.
Come on,
coffee.
Have your coffee, please.
Nah, I've got a tea.
He's got a tea and you've got a coffee.
No,
go for
I've
the coffee.
I've got to drive later.
For
and
the
I'll
radio.
I'm going to have a panic
It'll
attack.
It'll help you drive faster. Wait. You won't have a panic attack. Come on.
I will. And it won't kick in until
mate,
after the radio
it's showbiz.
Show.
Showbiz. You've got to put yourself on the line here. Come on.
All right, I'll drink it.
That's a tea. Look, the cameras can see.
That's a tea.
Have a sip of the coffee. If you have a sip, I'll have a sip.
Well, what's that? You always
this
drink
is
coffee.
I mean, this is changing radio forever.
Yeah.
Presenters drinking coffee.
Oh, it's black coffee as well.
Come on, get on with it.
I think I made it too strong.
All right. Right.
You put sugar in that. Ugh.
Right.
Yeah, you drink it.
Okay, fine.
There you go.
Right. So
cutting edge radio.
There we go. It's time for one of my favourite bits of the show.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
I like that laugh bit at the end.
Oh, that coffee's disgusting.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Come on.
Joke of the week. So I was in the cinema, and at the box office it said Blade Runner 2049, and I thought, that's an odd showing time.
Oh, you messed up the punchline a bit there, didn't you? You tripped
it's
over
a
your
tea.
Words.
It's, I'm a bit,
it wasn't I've even got, a tea, it was a coffee.
I got a buzz from the coffee.
So look, let's go to local gossip. Keith, have you heard what Sandra's done down the road? She's broke the roof of a conservatory.
What's she done? What's she done?
She smashed the roof of a conservatory
smashed
in anger.
It.
Yeah,
Did
yeah,
she?
Yeah. She's trying to hit a fly, and she got the broom, and she started trying to smack the fly, and she missed, and she broke the roof of the conservatory.
So what's she got to do?
She's got to get it fixed.
Oh, no.
I know. It's local gossip. Mark, this is a section where you'll be telling the listeners.
No, your mum's going first.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, because, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to go to local gossip with my mum. My mum will be telling us what's going around her area. No, that's... Hang on, mum, I'm not... What I meant was... What's going on? My mum's going to be telling us the local gossip. Hello, mum. Mum?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's all gone crazy, basically.
Listen to this.
We've had a
listen
bit of coffee, and it's all gone a bit crazy today. Just from coffee.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really exciting. But listen to this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's stopped now, but your father's snoring away. The dog is snoring away. That's what you do to your listeners.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Get heckled.
What are you doing heckling us? Did you not enjoy it?
Dear,
what do you think about... oh, he won't be doing the sport then. What do you think about Jamie Redknapp and Louise Redknapp splitting up?
I don't really care.
No.
No.
Right, go on, tell us your local gossip.
First of all, I just want to mention about the boat race.
Yeah.
Shuey did, you know, she... thought she'd come last, but they did really well and they came second to last.
Well done, Auntie Shuey. Is there still time to donate money? Because I basically forgot.
Yes, there is.
Good. I'll definitely
do that. Okay. And hello, Shuey, if you're listening.
Hello, Shuey. Say hello to my auntie.
Hello, Auntie Shuey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what's been going on here?
Well, the last time we spoke to you, Jade from next door, Jade Weston, was getting married, and she was getting married to a millionaire. He's got a Range Rover and a Ferrari.
Yeah. Well, she's still got the Range Rover and Ferrari.
Yeah.
So she's organising the wedding, and it's funny because... theirs is kind of, you know, upmarket, and then one of the Dinkle's daughters is getting married.
Oh, no.
And of course, that's funny, because her venue is the Co-op Hall, you know, a bit different from Jane's. But, so there's that. Of course, they're back from their holiday from the Isle of Dogs.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of... They were outside the other day, and there was a punch-up between the whole family.
What?
Yeah, punch-up between the whole family, out there all screaming. All I could hear was, Romany! That's one of their daughters.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Romany, Janelle... And, you know, like they've got two sons. So, you know, who would name their sons... Wayne and Dwayne.
That's brilliant.
Wayne.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway, the place is still up for sale. I don't reckon that'll ever.
Do you know what they were fighting about?
Oh, God, they're always, you know, the hillbillies. That's the kind of thing. They just fight.
Yeah.
It's a point to do, but so they're not, apart from that, there's not really much going on at the moment.
What about the bathroom? Are you getting the bathroom done?
Yes, I am, but Nikki's got other work on, and I said to Nikki, look, take your time, Nikki, I don't mind, do it. You know, he doesn't have to come in every day, he can do a bit at a time. I've chosen the bathroom tiles.
Yeah.
And that's as far as we've got.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, Piers. Piers is moving into his new house.
Piers is my brother, by the way, for any listeners.
What's your brother's name?
Did you not know that's my brother's name?
No, I never knew your brother's name.
Piers, yeah.
Oh, right.
There you go. Like the Brighton has two Piers.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's Piers. He lives in Brighton.
Oh, that's
there
good.
You go. He's a postman. Yeah. There you go.
I had no idea.
It's a very similar job, in a way, because it's all about the delivery.
Oh, he's not doing deliveries now.
Oh, he's not doing deliveries?
No, he's in the office
now.
Well,
he's on strike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's on strike because of the Royal Mail.
Is he? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're taking back postman's pensions.
It seems to do with their pensions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. But, I really haven't got a great deal of news.
No.
I'm afraid.
Okay.
This week.
Fine. That's all right. Yeah, that's fine. Has Dad got any news? Wake up, Dad. Wake up, Dad, and tell him to tell him to give us some news.
Hold on. Oh, Michael. Yeah, here's the phone. There's the phone.
Hello? Hi, Dad. You all right? You're on Fubar Radio on the news show. How's it going? News-ish show. You all right?
Hello, John.
Hello. How's it going?
Not too bad. I was asleep.
I know. Sorry. Yeah. What's happened in international football then?
Well, we know Ireland have got to go to the playoffs, haven't we?
Yes. Well done, beating Wales. What's the score?
1-0.
Okay. And do you know who you're going to be playing yet in the playoffs?
We don't know. I think the draw is. I don't know when the draw is. I think the draw is the 7th of October. No, sorry, the 14th next week.
Okay. And where did you watch the game?
I didn't. I listened to it on the radio.
Oh, what, you didn't go down to Stewart's and watch it?
I was going to go, but it was so miserable, but I didn't bother.
Oh, okay. And are you looking forward to the...
I'm following that liar, huh?
What's that?
I've been following that liar on ITV, it's very good.
Oh, is it liar on ITV? Okay, there, quick recommendation. Are you looking forward to the Premier League back? Because a lot of people don't like the international break. Where do you stand?
I don't either. I don't like it either.
No.
I prefer club football, you know, you have it all the whole weekend.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Dad. Thanks for the sports news.
Okay, check it out. Are you finished making them on the way?
Nah.
You finished?
It'll be fine, yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
You can tell me what I'm ready tomorrow.
What's that?
Oh, God. It's your father's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to send something. Actually, I'm in Brighton on Friday. I'm in Brighton on Friday. I'll get you some tobacco then. That's what he wants, isn't it?
Oh, I'm in Brighton on Friday. Let's get you tobacco.
The signal's going. I'll get him tobacco on Friday. All right.
Okay, then. All right. See you Friday.
Thanks. Yes, see you Friday.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye.
There we go. That was local gossip from my mum, followed by sports news with my dad.
It's nice that you remember stuff like that.
I just forgot. It's also Crazy Dave's.
They're probably still listening.
It's also Crazy Dave's birthday.
Is it? On the same
day? Because Crazy Dave has the same birthday as my dad. That's how I remember.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. My dad just likes tobacco.
Fair enough.
So there you go. It's now time for the local newsletter from Wheelbarrow Town. Tell us what's going on.
I don't want to
in Wheelbarrow Town. I can't believe I said that about my mum's area.
I know.
What was that?
I had a mouth for the tea. That's why I was laughing so much. Right. I wanted to spit it out, but I couldn't because I don't feel comfortable enough here to spit on their equipment.
Okay.
So notice board, still trouble. I'm not going to go into that too much. Like, the people just aren't shutting it, but you know, there's only so many times we can say it on there.
Yeah.
So there you go. But there's a sign thief in Wheelbarrow Town.
A what?
A sign thief.
Someone's stealing signs.
Yeah. A number of sources have reported that there seems to be a phantom sign snatcher.
This is brilliant.
Who did not like various signs that are placed at the end of Curtis Lane at the junction of Stone Street. So they just add them away.
Hang on, didn't like them? Surely they like them too much.
Yeah,
if you nick something, it's because you really want it.
Yeah.
Not because you don't want it.
That's a good point. We should write in.
Yeah. You should write in. Mark.
I could
write in.
You've
got to write in.
You are allowed to submit stuff to it. What shall we submit? We could do like a regular.
Well, it's your section. You do it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Just don't want any work, but.
Yeah. No, fine. Just write it. Is there. Well, because your parents still live in Wheelbarrow Town, don't they? And you lived there for quite a long while. I've been to the cottage.
Is it
a cottage?
Yeah.
Is there anything about Wheelbarrow Town that you'd like cleaned up?
About Wheelbarrow Town, like cleaned up. To be honest, there's a bit of a bank next to the road, and I've always been a bit worried that if a car just reared off, it'd just go straight through the house. So I think there should be some.
Oh, you don't mean bankers in like a Lloyd's?
No, there's definitely not a bank in Wheelbarrow Town. Right. No, like a grass bank.
Yeah.
And if a car sort of just rears off and goes down the bank, it would just go straight through the house.
House?
Yeah, the cottage.
Ah.
I've often thought that it needs, you know...
Write about that.
Like some sort of barrier.
Write that. Request a barrier.
Imagine that.
For the house.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't look very nice out the front with a barrier, but I mean...
Oh, paint it.
Better than having a car come through your window.
There you go.
Imagine that. Imagine sitting there watching TV and there's just a car comes through into your living room.
Yes.
Wouldn't be good with it.
No, terrifying. Yeah. Right, okay.
Have you ever stole a sign or anything when drunk?
I've stolen lots, mate.
Like out of gardens and stuff. I remembered when I was at uni, there's something funny happened, but I couldn't remember what it was, so I messaged my mate. I said to him...
you remembered stealing something?
Well, I remember something, yeah. Waking up the next morning and it being in the front garden.
Ah, okay.
And I messaged my mate from uni that I live with, and I said to him, we stole something from a garden after a night out. What was it? And he said, you stole a stone pit bull. And he said, because he carried a
statue of a pit bull.
Yeah, yeah, big one. We couldn't work out how I got it there. Like, it was
like the pyramids.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Stonehenge.
Yeah, it's like a real mission. It was so heavy. And
tricking like scientists and stuff, archaeologists in decades to come.
Yeah.
Began, how did this pit bull terrier get here?
But I don't know how I did it. It's madness.
Even you don't know how you did it.
No.
This is like, have I ever told you about the time that I woke up after a heavy night and my kettle had gone?
No, that sounds funny.
Yeah, well, crazy night, woke up, went to make myself a tea, kettle gone. That was it. I'd just done something drunkenly with my kettle. And I'll never know.
You still don't know where it is?
No idea. Like, I've just gone and gone, oh, I hate this kettle. Get out of my ass. It's gone.
Right. How does he just get rid of a kettle?
I don't know. Anyway, how did you get the pit bull terrier there? Huh?
Did you check the bins?
Of course I checked the bin. It was just gone. The kettle's gone.
So, basically, he carried on living there after uni.
So, sorry, hang on. This is a good opportunity here. If anyone finds a light blue plastic kettle... in the West London area. That's mine. I'll have it back, please.
How long ago?
5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good chance.
Yeah.
And he said, because he carried on living there, and he said that he had the pit bull right up until he got divorced, and then she took it with the TV and the sofas.
Well, hang on a second. So this pit bull's gone on a journey. Yeah. It's been nicked from somewhere you don't know where.
Yeah.
It was taken to...
my garden.
Outside your garden.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then who got divorced?
My flatmate got divorced. So he got married and they stayed in the house that we were in.
Oh, right.
And then they got divorced and she took the pit bull with her.
Yeah.
Along with everything else she took.
Yeah.
And now I guess it's with her.
What a journey!
Yeah. And she lives quite a long way away.
It's a well-travelled pit bull.
Yeah.
Stone pit bull.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I also nicked a pub bench. Me and Crazy Dave.
How was it?
Crazy Dave features a lot in this show. Mm. Me and Crazy Dave nicked a park bench.
Wow.
Park bench, pub bench, you know.
Yeah.
From a pub.
Do you remember?
And early hours of the morning, and got it back into his garden.
Do you remember doing it?
Yeah.
And is the garden close enough to the pub that it's a bit dodgy that they might see it and...
No. Back garden. We got it into the back. Yeah, I don't know how we did it. It took us like an hour.
It's the same sort of thing, yeah.
Crazy times, the 20s.
Wow.
Crazy times. Wouldn't want to do them again. Absolute rubbish. It's now time for a song.
What are we doing after the song, Sean?
We're going to be talking to our guest.
Ah,
yeah,
Pete Furman.
Comedian, magician, friend, Pete Furman.
Friends first.
Definitely. Mm. But that doesn't mean that he's not a fantastic comedian.
He's a very good comedian. And a magician. Great magician. I took my parents to watch him in Edinburgh.
Great magician and great... I think it's best if you just say the same word, use the same adjective for both.
What do you mean?
Because then he's sort of going, I prefer him as a magician. He's a better magician than he is a comedian. He's equally good at magic and bringing laughter to audiences.
Did we say great and great? Or great and then...
Here's good. The Maccabees, Empty Vessels.
Treading the road with no place to go. It ain't safe to know, it ain't safe to feel so. Unattached to any particular concern, but to reconfirm that we dare to take this route hard travel with perpetual babbles and bittersweet similes. Similar to nothing of society's teaching, society's beating the best and the worst. And it's yet another squalid verse in the thirst and the quest of the yet to be wretched. Such is the nature of the searcher. When you've had it up to here and you don't wish to hurt ya. And I got a big list of blame, and I will call out names, and I will fuel the shame that may set upon society's shoulders for generations to come. Comfortably numb through the barrel of a gun. If only I could wake this world. If only I could shake this world. and hear the silent sigh, the silent cry. Them ego, based beliefs that you got to use your fist and your gun to achieve. Reinforced by the glory of the beautiful screens, with beautiful scenes and beautiful screams. So how many tears must fall when we all played a part and we all could do more?
If you've got no kind words to say, you should say nothing more at all. If you've got no kind words to say, you should say nothing more at all. If you've got no kind words to say, you should say nothing more at all. If you've got no kind words to say, you should say nothing more at all.
Maccabees featuring Roots Maneuver with Empty Vessels. There you go. Good song. So we're going to talk to our special guest now, Pete Furman. He's going to be giving us the weather. But before we speak to him, Mark, give us the weather here in North London.
Hang on, just go look out the window.
Yeah.
It's really cloudy. Like, no blue sky at all today. Like, it looks like it might rain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, now let's talk to our guest, Pete Furman. Hello, Pete. How's it going, mate?
Mate, you shouldn't have done the weather near you, because I am in North London. So he's just done what I was going to say.
Oh, it's a spoiler. Oh, no.
Mate.
It's all right. It might change. Within the next 10 minutes, it might change. You'll be fine.
Okay, mate. Okay. All right. I'll keep an eye out.
So, Pete, have you got any news? This is a news show. Have you got any news? Anything, really? Could be anything. You said that you couldn't come in and talk to us because you were having to wait in to get your garden done. What was it?
Oh, yeah. I've got a guy round doing some paving for me. He's done some out the front, and he's just completed some out the back. He's just pointing up the stones at the minute. And shortly, he's going to want paying, so I don't mind if this conversation goes for quite a long time.
That's great. See, that is the sort of news. That's what I want this show to be.
Yeah.
Real news.
It's been great watching him work. I've literally been inside my house in my pyjamas for most of the 4 days that he's been here, just thinking, God, that's a proper job. Just looking out the window, thinking that this is what work looks like. I'm just refreshing Twitter, trying to make my way through every video on YouTube.
Have you made him like cups of tea and
that's
stuff?
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
Well, it's weird, isn't it? I sort of initially the first day, do you want a cup of tea? No problem. Made a cup of tea. Then I started taking him cups of tea. And then about 3 days in, when he arrived, I said, do you want a cup of tea? And he started refusing my cups of tea. So I don't know if I'm making poor tea.
Oh, no.
But that's all I can contribute, really, to the job. I've got no idea. I couldn't, obviously I couldn't lift anything. Or point. I couldn't point up the paving. I made a couple of cups of tea. On the internet. Yeah, that's what I've been up to, really.
Has he done that thing where, that sort of, I don't know if this is gardeners, but like builders, plumbers, where they start explaining to you the problem with something,
no.
And you don't know what they're talking about. They might as well be speaking another language. You have absolutely no idea what they're talking about.
No, this guy is a terrific find. He can
What's his name? We might as well plug him. Is he doing a top job?
His name's Arthur. I don't know what the name of the firm is. He's an absolutely top man. So he can sort of translate my utterly unintelligible explanations of what I'm after.
What are you after? Sorry, we've got to hear this, Pete. What are you after? I would love to know Pete Furman's like perfect garden. What do you want? Water feature, please.
You don't want to get into this, do you?
Is there definitely? Have you got a water feature?
No, it's not that. That's not what I've done at all. Oh. The main focus has been the front of the house.
Okay.
Parking for two cars rather than one.
Okay.
Practical.
Yeah.
And then at the back, just renewing a little bit of paving, a little bit of a path.
Okay.
But no, it's really mundane, but I wasn't able to explain very well what I was after. This is not the type of conversation that are going to get people marching towards my social media or live show. I don't think. Can we sort of sparkle it up a little bit? Is that possible?
Well, the problem is that magic is a very sort of visual art form, so I can't really get you to do it. Can you do an audio trick?
Oh, right, I see what you're saying. No, I can't do that, Sean.
So, exactly, so we've just got chat. Here's something that I'd like to know. We've been talking about sort of things we've stolen on sort of drunken nights out in our 20s. Have you ever... You ever nicked anything?
I don't think I've ever stolen anything.
Really?
I'm quite partial to, in the fruit section of a supermarket, just ripping off a branch of a bunch of grapes and consuming that on my way around. Does that count? A little snack for the trip, yeah.
That's lovely!
They should provide that anyway.
Yeah!
Well, sometimes, you know, if you look, you know what it's like when you go to the deli and they've got those squares of cheese on the top. I mean, I make an excuse to go down the dairy aisle, back up, to do another go-round past the deli,
you
know what I mean?
Do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Yeah, Westfield do a little cinnamon, you know, cinnamon buns.
Oh, lovely.
Have a little bite of that.
Glorious.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Yeah. Exactly. So, okay, have you got any dates or anything like that?
No, this has been a really poorly timed interview.
I shouldn't have called. What a terrible time to call.
No. Well, I'm doing some shows next year, so maybe, you know, when they come round again, I might have had some more building work done. I can regale you with some more building tales.
Pete, which show are you touring? Was it the one I saw a couple of years ago, like the best of one that you did? Was that new?
No, I did that last year, and this year I've had a year off from Edinburgh and a tour, and then the plan is to do Edinburgh and go out on tour again next year. So I won't be touring really until this time next year. Although, I tell you what, how far is the FUBAR reach?
It's the internet, so we have potentially a global scale.
I ain't got any shows abroad, mate. What I was going to say, though,
you can book them in.
Go on.
I'm in Northallerton on Saturday night. Have you got any listeners in Northallerton?
Well, I don't know where that is.
Where is that?
Oh, come on, guys. Bloody hell, you're touring comics. Jesus wept. It's my neck of the woods. It's the northeast. It's up not far from Middlesbrough. It's up that way.
Ah, from where you're from.
Where I'm from, exactly.
Exactly,
yeah,
there you go. Okay, cool. Mark, you got any questions? Look at this! What's happened? What's happened is Mark has had too much coffee. He's had too much caffeine and he's lost it today.
I feel like I'm getting tired now.
He's on
you
the
know
dip.
What? I've seen Mark recently. I haven't seen you recently, Sean. You don't call anymore.
I know, I'm sorry. We've been texting.
No, we did call and you were on the train, in fairness.
I had to do the train voice.
Yeah, you
everyone's got a train.
Voice,
do you know that? When you, Mark, do you have that?
When
you answer someone on the phone, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm on the train, so I'm just on the train. That one.
I might lose you going into the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. I will. No, we'll meet up. We'll meet up soon. We'll do steak. That's what me and Pete do. We meet up.
Oh,
we drink beer and eat steak. That's our thing.
That's nice. Yeah. Lovely stuff.
Okay, Mark, Pete. It's now time for my favourite. This is genuinely my favourite part of the show. Is where you are going to give us the weather. Hopefully it's changed, but just wait for the little ident.
Hopefully people have forgotten about
You've spoken over the cue. It's a disaster. Right, hang on.
One more time.
The weather.
There you go.
Is it not personalised? Is it...
Pete Fermans.
Oh,
mistimed it. So tell us, where are you, first of all?
Well, I don't want to give my exact location out, because I know the kind of people that listen to FUBAR, but I'm not a million miles away from where you are,
yeah.
And I'm looking out the window, and it's cloudy and grey.
Okay.
Mm. Is that it? Do you need more description than that?
What's going to be like?
Does it look like it's going to rain?
I don't know. Do you want me to go and ask the builder? He's out
Yeah, ask him. He'll know, won't he?
Do you not think? Are you not one of those people that goes, "Oh, I think that's going to rain"? Like that cloud looks heavy.
No. It's not one of those, mate. No.
Okay.
It's what I would call overcast.
Right. There you go. Right. So it's not overcast. Lovely. Good. Pete, thanks for coming on the show, mate.
Oh, mate, it's been such a pleasure.
All right, less of the sarcasm, but thank you very much. All right, I'll speak to you soon.
See you, mate.
Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.
And Pete's song that he chose for us to go out on is Ghostbusters.
Ah.
The Ghostbusters theme, my favourite film. He's picked that for me, the legend that he is. I've been Sean Walsh. You've been...
Mark Simmons.
This is the news-ish show. Subscribe on iTunes, rate it on iTunes, all that stuff. Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
You gonna come.